This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
On Sunday, here's been the music of the night in the mad world of Australian Idol. Unveiling one thriller after another like a Bohemian Rhapsody, his performances have affected us all in different ways. Some would stop and stare, others turned red, while others reacted just like a pill. The truth is, since you've been gone, we've been living on a prayer, hoping we'll get a second chance to see you closer. So let's find out if he'll say, "Don't let the sun go down on me," as he takes time to talk to the Hump Day crew, since we are the champions. Good morning, Nathan Brake.
That was brilliant.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a big couple of weeks on Idol, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, with Toby leaving a couple of weeks ago, it looks like there's been a lot of tears shed over the last couple of weeks.
It's been a bit of an emotional couple of weeks for all of us.
How have you been holding up?
Yeah, really good until the goddamn live shows. Oh, it's just so, it's terrifying with the eliminations up first and that. And
it's kind of a nasty process this year, isn't it? Because you would have worked all this week doing getting your three songs ready for no avail, really.
but that's how the game goes. That's how it is this year. And I just have fun with it. I had a feeling this week that I was going, so I just had fun with it.
Idols always seem to talk about this feeling that everyone seems to know when they're going. Is it talked about in the house who they reckon is going to go each week?
Yeah, I packed my bags on Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Hayley thought she was going as well, and it's just funny that it both turned out that it was me and Hayley in the bottom two.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, we kind of had a feeling all week, and I knew I was going, so I packed my bags and just prepared myself. And
yep. What songs would you have been performing on Sunday night?
Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen.
Uh-huh.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And The Flame by Cheap Trick.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Damn. So we'll never get to see them. Looking back at your whole journey now, was there something that really stood out to you during the show or one performance that you really loved doing?
I loved meeting Liza.
Yes.
And I just really had fun with Big Band Night.
Yes, you had a ball, didn't you? You really came out of your shell then.
I loved it.
And also, Dicko and the other judges were really pushing you to be more and more yourself each week. Did you find that did become easier as time went on?
Yeah, I definitely found that became easier. I don't know, I came into the competition and I was 17 and I was just a little kid, really. Like, I hadn't had any real life experience or grown up or anything. And coming into it, kind of first time away from home, put into these situations, and I began to grow up, and it just takes time to learn that it's okay to be yourself. You don't have to put on this visage, and you can just go out there, and the best way is to just be yourself. And I've learned that, and it's such a great journey, and I've taken so much from it.
Now, when the judges were talking to you as you're leaving, that you know, they're kind of saying, "Oh, we can see you going into Broadway or musical theatre," because that's where a lot of your background is, isn't it?
I've only ever done one musical theatre play, but it's something that I really do enjoy doing.
Yeah. Is that where the avenue you want to go down, or would you like to go more into, you know, a performing artist?
At the moment, I'm hoping for a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, just waiting and seeing what happens there, and hopefully I can sign and start making albums and give my fans some music right away. And if nothing comes from that, then JD approached me backstage saying that he wants me to go to London, and he has people over there who we could talk to and send me to. And so it's all a really exciting process at the moment, and just waiting and seeing how things grow and see what happens. So, yeah, just excited to see what the future holds.
Wow, so although it looks like to the public that your journey's ended, it's really just begun
way. It's just beginning.
How exciting. Now, there's three left.
Yep.
Must be very exciting. And I'm sure the four of you have been growing closer and closer.
We're just a family now.
Exactly. Any picks on who you think will win?
Well, I think Stan's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And he's my best friend, so I want him to win.
Okay, fair enough.
It's interesting because a lot of people have been predicting Standard Win. We've had a few past idols on our radio show over the last few weeks as well, including Carl Rilesley, and he was guessing Standard Win as well, so he seems to be the favourite.
Yeah, he is. Definitely is. And I think with good reason as well. He's done well the whole comp, and he's just a great guy, and he really deserves it.
For sure, definitely. Now, we have one way we like to get to know our guests on the Hump Day Crew a little bit more. It's called 101 Questions. We're not going to ask you all 101 questions. Give me a number between 1 and 101, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question.
I'm going to say 64.
How would you react, Nathan, if you were turned into a fish?
Oh, gosh. I'll be sure not to swim backwards, because then I would suffocate and drown.
Very good. You must have paid attention in science at some point,
yeah,
hey?
I did.
Give me one more number between 1 and 101.
40.
Number 40. What is the ringtone on your phone?
Was Funhouse by Pink, but I just changed it to the normal iPhone ring, ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I wasn't hearing it and waking up to it.
Oh, no.
And with all these interviews, I had to change it.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we can get you down in Melbourne sometime and we can actually have you in the studio.
Yeah, awesome.
To mess around. But good luck with the rest of your life. Well, not the rest of your life, with the rest of your journey, whether it be an album in Australia or off to London.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and hopefully we can have a chat soon, and I'll come down to Melbourne and see you.
Keep us posted, Nathan.
I will.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Bye. That was Nathan Brake from Australian Idol. We're left to the top three now. Only 2 weeks of Idol to go. It gets very exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be talking to each of them each week as we head up to the final. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.